Okay. Good evening, everybody. It's Friday night. It's also Friday the 13th. It's also Scooby-Doo's 50th anniversary. And it's also another night of the summer of naughty Mad Libs. And we've got at least...
Oh, it's also a full moon.
Yep. Oh, that's right. Full moon tonight, too. That's correct. In fact, as far as I know, the next harvest moon that should appear on Friday the 13th is not going to be more than 100 years away. So
2049.
Oh, 2049. Okay, thank you. So it's 30 years. All right. All right, but anyway, this is Beyond the Airways, the Infinity Project, and yes, we're doing our naughty Mad Libs. We've got six. We have at least. I might as well say it. I found six Scooby-Doo related Mad Libs. So we'll go as far as we can. destroying our favorite beloved scaredy dog. Anyway, I'm your host for tonight. I am Oddball Extreme. I'm currently joined on the line by several crazy cohorts. First, we have Red Ranger Tim. Good evening to you, sir.
Good evening, my dear.
We also have our founder and creator, Frodo. Good evening to you, sir.
How be you?
I be good. We also have his wife, Clips, on the line as well.
Alrighty.
Yeah. Yeah. Now Janet's running a little bit late. You know, remember she's 2 hours behind the rest of us, so can't fault her for that. But she'll be here. I'm not worried. Anyway,
I fault her for it. She needs to move.
Yeah. Well, all she has to do is move like to West Texas, and then she'll be right there. No, kidding.
Oh my.
So all right. I'm kidding.
All right.
Answer that for yourself.
Yeah. Well, anyway, before we get started, I'll give you a few quick facts about Scooby-Doo. First of all, the cartoon itself was actually made to account for the political turmoil of the time. Because remember, Vietnam was going on. And there were parents groups that were concerned about all the violence that had been in cartoons. So when they came up with Scooby-Doo, they decided to, instead of superheroes trying to take down the villains, they have four kids and a dog solving mysteries by revealing who the gentleman is behind the monster outfit. And it worked. 15 spinoffs and several movies later.
Yeah. And we got to consider that this series also brought a couple of actors.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you'd call them into the limelight more, but it definitely affected their careers. Those being Freddie Prinze Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. He was such a bad Fred. And Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, here's one more fun... go ahead. I'm sorry. Interrupted you.
For better or for worse, both of them were in both of the original Scooby-Doo movies.
Yep. And one other thing you might want to know. We all know the legendary voice actor Frank Welker. Would you believe Freddy was his very first role?
Yeah, and then another factoid... Casey Kasem played our favorite stoner, stoner munchie man, detective Shaggy.
Yep.
Huh? Yeah, you heard me.
Yep. Zoinks.
He did.
Zoinks.
Casey Kasem played Shaggy.
Wow. Yes. For such a long time. And then when he had to retire due to his health, Matthew Lillard, who had played Shaggy in the live-action movies, became the voice of Shaggy.
And then Casey Kasem briefly returned to the role before once again passing it back to Matthew Lillard.
Mm-hmm. And Lillard has done it since after Casey Kasem passed.
I forget where I saw it. It might have been in a commercial for some reason. they had two different versions of Shaggy talking to each other. One of them was voiced by Casey Kasem. The other one was voiced by Matthew Lillard.
Yep.
And the two Shaggies were talking to each other.
I believe it. Let's see. What I'm thinking, might be, it could be Scooby-Doo and the Cyber Chase, I don't think. That was the one where you could see both of them.
It might have been.
I think the one I'm referring to is a commercial. It was like a very, very brief appearance.
Okay. Well, that could have been the case, too.
Well, Sarah, Eclipse just said, if they are stuck in the video game, that was the one that you were thinking of.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, one more thing before we get started. Monday, let me give you a sneak peek right now. We all know Eddie Money passed away early this morning. We're gonna have a tribute show on Monday. We have not forgotten about him, okay? This is a tonight. We want to have a little fun. We don't want to, you know, be sad and such. And I think Eddie Money would have said the same thing anyway. So.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But we will do something for that, and we'll also highlight the Saturn Awards because they are actually on right now.
what was the most popular song that A. Money did? Paradise.
Two tickets to Paradise. So now he's gone to Paradise.
Yep.
No, I meant to say that, really.
No, I know.
But yeah, tonight we're going to have fun, but we have not forgotten about Eddie Money. I promise. We will talk a lot about him on Monday. All right, so I say, what are we waiting for? Let's get ready to rock and roll. Let the Mad Libs begin! And remember, folks, these are naughty Mad Libs. We're talking NC-17, okay? So I'm sorry, kids, you can't listen to these.
Oh, my.
Although with me here, it borders on X.
Mm-hmm.
More
that's
like
true.
Triple
you're...
X.
All right, so here's
what
we're going to do is more like triple X. Okay.
Tim?
And we're good. Okay. All right.
I got something
to
say about you.
Uh-oh.
I bet you do.
When you're talking about triple X, why is it that you're the one that always brings up Donald Trump?
Uh-oh.
Have you ever heard of somebody called Stormy Daniels?
Oh, I know.
But why are you the
one that keeps on bringing up Covici?
Because it's a funny word.
Well, there's a second word, Covici, and now he came up with a new one, Hamburger, H-A-M-B-E-R-D-E-R, Hamburger.
You know, I'm just giving him crap, right?
I know.
And you know, I just turned it around back on him, right?
Yeah.
And you have my permission, Tim.
And don't forget,
we're
probably
fun with each other.
Yeah, well, one thing's for sure. I think we're going to have fun at the mention of Lieutenant Jefferson Hamburger of the Battle of LaGuardia International Airport.
Oh, God.
Yeah, believe it or not, when I saw Hamburger, it's like, And I remember Tim had made up, what was it, Colonel Muammar Covici of the Battle of Bowling Green, right?
I didn't make that up. I actually saw that on a picture that was posted on Facebook. But yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I borrowed that, and then we created Lieutenant Jefferson Hamburger of the Battle of LaGuardia International Airport, so we have a counterpart for Hamburger.
Yep. Exactly.
And you gotta admit, Covici would be a good name for a general.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right, so here's the order we're going to do this. It'll be Tim, Frodo, Eclipse, me for now. Let me check the studio and see if there she is. I've kept her out for 2 minutes. All right, come on.
Sorry,
there
I'm
we
late,
go.
Guys.
It's okay. We haven't even started yet. You're fine.
All right.
Yay!
Although we were talking mad shit about you behind your back.
Why not?
We're just kidding. We were not. We were just talking about some Scooby-Doo facts and such, since it is his 50th. And it's also Friday the 13th with a full moon. Good heavens. We got so much going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's the good news.
What's that?
Before we get started, I just got to say, this afternoon, my wife was not in a good mood. I went to work to pick her up, right? And I made her in a good mood, didn't I, honey?
You got me back my traction.
All right. Well, anyway, now that we got Janet here, it'll be Tim, Frodo, Eclipse, Janet, me. All right. So ready or not, here we go. Tim, I need a country, please.
How about Iran?
Iran. Iran so far away.
Away.
Knew that was coming.
I see it more as Iraq and Iran.
Uh-huh. Oh, I got it.
Honey. Oh, my.
I got that one. Okay. Frodo, I need...
My wife just did. You'd be like, oh.
Oh, it is Johnny Madness, honey.
Yeah. She just was like, Iraq... And I ran with her boobs.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Well, the dude didn't want to run, honey.
And they are beautiful boobies.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
You're on a...
Yeah.
You have bigger boobs to
like,
be a champ.
Shit.
Okay. Frodo, I need a celebrity, please.
Celebrity, huh?
Yep.
No, I'm not going Trump because I don't want to think about Cheeto Dick.
You said Cheeto Dick.
No, I was thinking of someone else.
Okay.
Big Cliff.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Got it.
No.
What's up, Jan?
Okay, let's see. All right, Eclipse, I need a number, please.
Number. I know what you chose.
What was it?
Ask Tim?
Okay.
Just the one I thought she chose.
42?
Nope. Better.
Okay.
Let me just put it this way. It's what a man and a woman do.
Okay.
69!
Two digits.
Oh, 69! Oh, okay. Got it. Okay.
My clue for a bit.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah,
I could have made it too easy. I could have made it real easy and said Bryan Adams, The Summer Up, but then that would have been too easy. So.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, Janet, give me your favorite music group, please.
Imagine Dragons.
Okay.
Come on.
Oh boy, I get a good one. I get a hard drug. Let's see.
Hard
drug?
Fentanyl?
Yes,
cocaine?
Don't
take your choice.
LSD. I'll take. Anyway, I got it. I'll take the one that was popular back at that time. LSD.
Good.
Right.
Woo.
All right, Tim, back to you. Give me the name of your favorite music group.
Well, I'm going to give you guys a little treat. I'm actually going to give you the name of my actual, real favorite music group.
Okay.
Def Leppard.
Got it. Def Leppard.
Wow.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Frodo, I need an adverb, please. In case you're not sure, it ends in L-Y.
Supremely.
Supremely. Excellent. All right. Eclipse, past tense verb, please.
Well, we could do what we mentioned earlier, honey. Tim?
Frodo?
She sent it to you.
Farted.
Okay.
What was it?
Farted.
Farted. In other words, and in other words, I'm the president. Okay, let's see. Janet, noun, please.
A noun is a person, place, or a thing.
See,
scaredy cat. Scaredy cat.
Considering that I'm playing with my cat right now.
I was thinking more along the lines of Scooby-Doo and what a scaredy cat he is.
He's a dog.
He's a scaredy cat dog.
Yeah. Okay, now let's see. My turn with a verb. I'm going to go with urinate. If you had bigger boobs, should be a 10. Okay. Tim, back to you. Hard drug, please.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm just going to say this. I can't answer that one for the simple fact that I don't deal in that kind of stuff.
Right. Well, I usually don't either. I just watch it, like, on the true crime shows and such. Would crack cocaine work for you?
That would be fine.
All right.
Oh, God. I come from watching too many cop shows. There's Molly, meth, fentanyl, cocaine, hard marijuana.
Hey.
Oh, my.
I watch a lot of cop shows.
Yeah, trust me.
Marijuana isn't a hard drug.
Well, cocaine, Molly, fentanyl.
Yes, but I'm just saying, marijuana is not a hard drug.
No. Even I can attest to that. I don't
Okay, all right. Frodo, I need an adjective, please.
Owly.
Can you say it again? I couldn't quite hear it.
Owly. Like, my cat is being owly because he's wanting to play a little bit.
O-W-L-Y. Owly.
Yeah.
Oh, owly. Gotcha.
I want to kill these bitches.
Oh, my. Oh,
okay.
There's a petition online, and I don't blame them. These teenage girls stuffed fireworks into a dog's mouth for fun.
Oh, eek.
Kill yourself,
okay.
You know what they ought to do?
Put fireworks in their mouth? Yeah, I hear you.
No,
all right,
put it up their asses.
Ooh.
It happened in Argentina.
I put a couple Roman candles, business end up, one up their ass and another up their wealth. Let's just not get into
They're
that
hoo-ha.
And light
They're
both
hoo-ha.
Off at the same time.
The hoo-ha.
Okay. All right, let's get back on the train here. Eclipse, I need
it's
a verb, please.
Verb.
That's the
verb.
Gotcha?
Yep. Just say it.
Let me think.
No. You know what?
Well,
that dog they named Dardo survived
brain
and got adopted. Good.
Brain fart worked.
Okay. Brain fart, right?
Yep.
All right. Got it. All right. Janet, you get a hard drug.
Fentanyl. That stuff is so dangerous. All you could go into spasms just touching it.
Okay, fentanyl. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Works.
Now, I need to look up something because I think I got a weird one. Human orifice. Let me find that.
Okay, the human orifice,
asshole,
ear, eye, nose, nostril, orifice.
Okay.
Those are orifices. Any hole in your body.
Oh.
And a vagina also counts.
Yep.
Okay, then. I'll say vagina.
That is a pocket pit.
Okay. All right. Tim, back to you. A synonym for high, for the word high.
High as in H-I or high as in H-I-G-H?
H-I-G-H.
I think she means B-H.
The other one, like,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to say, I'm just going to give a generic one because I can't think of a more appropriate one. I'm just going to say I messed up and just leave it at that.
That'll work.
How about stoned?
I thought about that one, but then I think people might argue that one a little bit, so I'm just going to go with messed up.
Okay.
All right.
That'll work.
That covers
all right.
more bases.
True, you're right. Okay, Frodo, favorite music group, please.
Sarah just said it.
Five Finger Death Punch.
And she heard it.
Yep, I heard it. Favorite music group. Wait a minute, I know what Frodo's is. It's Five Finger Death Punch. Okay. All right, Eclipse, you get the last one. Past tense verb, please.
Past tense verb.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. What's this? Sure.
Fuck is what she's going with.
All right, we'll take it.
I'm not sure. We haven't used the F-bomb yet.
No worries with this, Sue.
All right, we have our first
warning. We have already broken the NC-17 barrier a few times, so it gets worse from here, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just got, guess what? Ashley and Ishan are both here, too. So we're going to have a full house tonight.
Let Ashley and Ishan go before me.
Okay.
Give me a chance to think.
All right. Well, anyway, here we go. If I can play this thing. All right, this is a Scooby-Doo and the Gang Mad Lib. So, Scooby-Doo and the gang were traveling to Iran to meet up with Dwayne the Rock Johnson. Upon their arrival, they met with 69 members of Imagine Dragons. Dwayne the Rock Johnson offered some LSD for the gang to distribute to Def Leppard, and they supremely farted. There was some initial scaredy cat as to how they were going to urinate the crack cocaine. Scooby gave an alley rutro and decided to brain fart the fentanyl up his vagina. Upon not being upon not being messed up anymore, Dwayne the Rock Johnson, Five Finger Death Punch, and Scooby Doo and the gang fucked at the Boston Harbor Hotel.
Oh my!
Oh my god!
Well, let's just say we ruined it.
Yeah.
Well, I warned people we were gonna ruin Scooby Doo tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what. I could have picked my other favorite group.
What's that?
I'll give you
madness.
A hint, Jim.
Madness.
I didn't do it. I wasn't there.
Madness.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I found the next one. Let's see. 26, 32, 35. Good. And there's seven of us tonight, so this is going to work out perfectly.
Five
okay.
each.
Mm-hmm. All right, so ready or not, here we go. Tim, adjective, please.
Coffee-theist. Yeah, coffee-thee. Coffee-fee.
Every he has come up with every way to use the word coffee-fee.
Yeah, and that's your mission tonight.
All
it's
right.
My mission every Friday night to constantly poke fun at the fake president.
All right.
Figure out every way to use hamburger, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on it.
Yeah. All right. Frodo, body part, please.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Erect penis.
All right. Eclipse, plural
my
noun,
was
please.
You literally facepalmed that bat.
Yeah. Okay, Eclipse, I need a plural noun, please.
Plural noun. Yep.
Okay, give me just a second. Okay,
this young girl with alopecia.
Mm-hmm.
Alopecia. Her mom decorated her bald head with gems and stuff.
Nice.
Did you
okay,
hear what
what
said for her plural noun?
What was it?
Boobs.
Boobs, got it. Okay. Ashley's working on a noun. Isaiah's working on a... Well, we already got it. Rain and vagina.
Hey, since there's so many of us, can we do the repeat rule?
Well, maybe we will. We will. Yeah, we'll go ahead and do it. Okay.
Okay.
Janet, noun, please.
Noun is a person, place, or a thing.
Yep.
Mystery machine.
That'll work.
Hey, that works.
Since we're getting Scooby-Doo oriented.
Mm-hmm. Okay, my turn for a body part. I'm going to choose, let me think, fallopian tube.
We don't use that one that often.
Nope.
No.
But all the good ones got taken. Okay. Tim, I need a first name, please. Any name you want.
Let's go with, how about Daenerys.
Daenerys. I like the name so much. I wouldn't be surprised if mom started naming the kids Daenerys. Okay. Frodo, number, please.
What is your number?
420,069.
Got it. Okay, Eclipse, verb, please.
I get another action, huh?
That's a fucking mm-hmm. action.
Well, everything. Let's actually go with eight. Like, I ate an apple.
Eight.
Or eat. How about eat an apple?
I ate an apple.
She wants
okay, well,
eight.
Okay, well, you see, it says, well, I should have said present tense verb.
Okay, then yeah, I eat an apple. I will eat the apple.
Okay.
Oh, this is a nice variation. This
up.
Is a nice variation. A different use for a tattoo pin.
Mm-hmm.
This guy uses a tattoo pen to etch on glass.
Nice. Yeah, I think
James
I read about
Henry
that.
Ward, James Henry Ward posted it.
Yeah, I think I read about that. Okay. Hold on. Let me make sure I get both of them.
I think I'm calling on you.
Okay. All right. Ash is doing a location. Iceland's doing an adjective. Janet, present tense verb, please.
Fuck.
Fuck it is.
Okay.
All right, my turn with an adjective, and I'm gonna go with catastrophic. Oops, not catastrophic. Catastrophic. Thank you. Okay. Okay, Tim, adverb, please.
Hastily.
Like, I hastily ran because I was going to miss my flight.
Yep.
Okay. All right, let me get these two. Japan and beautiful. All right. Okay, the next three are plural nouns. Frodo, you go first.
Plural noun. I've got an idea, but I'm trying to think of the best way to put it.
Okay.
No. Regia minora.
Okay, you're going to have to spell that because I have no clue how that is.
L-A-V-I-A.
Okay, L-A-V-I-A.
Space.
Uh-huh.
Minora.
M-Y-N-O-R-A?
M-I.
Oh, M-I. Okay. Okay, got it. All right, Eclipse, your turn with a plural noun, please.
It's the inner vaginal lip.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That's a new one for me. Okay, Eclipse, plural noun, please.
Penises.
All right, penises. Okay, now, let's see. Okay. Ash, plural noun. And I shine. Oops, let me spell that right. Past tense verb, please. All right. I'll take care of those two for now. Janet, I need an adjective, please.
A descriptor?
Yep.
Fuck face.
Got it.
Oh,
okay. My turn with a plural noun, and I'm going to go with something we have not mentioned at all tonight. Corners of Winslow, Arizona.
It's such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord,
in a flatbed Ford slowing down to take a look at me. I swear, I've always had fun ever since I heard that, and Janet and I actually went to the corner.
Oh, my.
And speaking of which, I believe, if I'm right, the next week, it's either this coming weekend or next weekend, it's the Standing on the Corner Music Festival in Winslow. Guess we had just missed it. All right, let's see. Tim, back to you. Past tense verb, please.
How about masturbated?
Masturbated, all right. Okay. All right, give me just a second here. All right. Frodo, adjective, please.
Horny.
Perfect. Okay. Eclipse, plural noun, please.
Oh my. Anuses.
Okay, repeat rules don't affect anyway, so. Well, did you say
anus?
Anuses, okay.
Yes, anus.
Got it. Okay.
In our words,
yeah, I got it. I got anuses. It's fine. Okay. Ash, noun, and I shine, verb ending in ing, please. Boy, doing this in the chat is a lot faster. Okay, Janet. All right, Janet, myself, and Tim, all of us get a noun each. Janet, you go first.
Peckerhead.
Peckerhead? All right.
Oh, my.
Let's see. My turn with a noun. I'm going to go with clitoris.
Nice.
All right, Tim, your turn with a noun.
You're gonna hate me for mine.
What is it?
Lieutenant Jefferson Hamburger of the Battle of LaGuardia International Airport.
Got it on autofill in. So I didn't have to type the whole thing up.
Oh my.
Yep. It's so nice when you have autofill in with that right there. Lieutenant Jefferson Hamburger of the Battle of LaGuardia International Airport. All right. Frodo, verb ending in ing, please.
Anally fucking.
Oh, boy. All right, let's see. Let's fill them in before we go on here.
How many more do I have to do?
I think you're done. You're done.
Okay. I have another one ready to go for either a noun or an action.
Okay. All right. Anyway, the next three are nouns. So, Eclipse, you go first.
Damn it.
Okay.
Let's see here. Spira.
Spira?
Uh-huh. As in the place that Final Fantasy can anticipate with.
X-P-I-R-A.
S-P-I-R-A. Got it.
Spira.
Thank you very much. Okay. All right, now, let's see. All right, Ashley's giving me cupcake. And Aishan gave me a dog. Okay, repeat rules are in effect, so we don't have to worry about anything. All right, Janet, adjective, please.
Another descriptor, huh?
Yep.
Disaster.
Okay, this
my
is
my wife gave you an idea.
Yeah,
a person, place, or a thing, a descriptor, right?
It's a descriptor, yeah.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
All right.
Well, the problem is, take out the purple people eater, and you got one-eyed, one-horned.
One-eyed, one-horned.
It's adjective.
One-eyed,
yeah,
one-horned.
Adjective.
One-eyed, one-horned people eater.
All right, one-eyed.
Purple would still be a descriptor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. One-eyed, one-horned, purple.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. I get the last one. It's a noun, and I am going to go with bra. Yes, you heard me. Bra. All right, we have our next Mad Lib. So, all right, this is Scooby's birthday party adventure.
Oh,
oh brother. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
After, brace yourself for this one. After solving the case of the Covfefeus erect penis monster, Scooby and the gang were feeling groovy. The mayor had rushed over to the scene of the crime, thanking them with gifts of golden boobs. He even invited them to eat rain at his favorite 5-star restaurant. Oh, brother. Shaggy licked his vagina in excitement, but then Fred spoke up. Gee, that sure is nice of you, Mr. Mayor, he said, but we'll have to take a rain check. We're already late for a special birthday party. Like, unless a rain check is something you can eat with cheese and pepperoni, I'll pass, moaned Shaggy. I'm so hungry, I could eat a pickled mystery machine. Velma took Shaggy by the fallopian tube and led him to the van. After having such a crazy morning, everyone else was looking forward to the fun. Besides, they couldn't possibly miss their best buddy's birthday. Jeepers, said Daphne. I can't believe Daenerys is 420,069 years old. Rah, said Scooby. Rhymey. As Fred steered the mystery machine toward Japan, the gang couldn't help but notice beautiful things fuck around. Hmm, said Velma, adjusting her glasses. I read a very catastrophic book about this before. She peered out the window, deep in thought. Shaggy was becoming frightened. His tummy rumbled hastily, and all he could think about was eating French fried Lavia Minora. The last thing he needed was something strange and creepy. That ain't creepy. I don't know what it is. Scooby yelped, jumping onto Shaggy's lap. Look, Raggy, he cried, pointing a shaky paw out the window. Penises! Shaggy bravely glanced out the window, but as the van turned the corner, he couldn't believe what he saw. Giant talking bananas ran up and down the sidewalks. Fuck-faced corners of Winslow, Arizona, masturbated merrily down the street. Horny anuses rode bicycles.
I am so not. I am not going to go there.
And it ain't over yet. Scoob and Shag held each other tightly, trembling with fear. Suddenly, the mystery machine came to a halt. Scooby didn't dare open his eyes.
Don't you mean the spooky van?
No, the mystery machine came to a halt. Scooby didn't dare open his eyes, but he heard Fred start to say, "Well, gang, it looks like we've got a..." "Let me guess," Shaggy quivered. "It looks like we've got a mystery on our hands." "Actually, Shaggy," Fred corrected, "what I was going to say was that it looks like we've got a costume party on our hands." "Costume party?" Scooby perked up. "Where?" "This birthday party is a costume party," Velma explained, pulling a book about dressing up from her bag. "Yeah," Daphne added, "and the whole town is invited." That night, the Mystery Inc. gang had a great time. Scooby wore a dog suit and spent the entire evening defecating in the woods. Fred dressed up like a peckerhead and sung Clitoris songs until dawn. Velma went as Lieutenant Jefferson Hamburger of the Battle of LaGuardia International Airport, anally fucking peacefully. Daphne pretended she was a Spira, complete with silly sounds and cupcake. And can you guess what Shaggy dressed up as? "I'm a
pizza!"
dog, he screamed. "Nope, I'm a dog," he screamed, "and I'm going to eat all your one-eyed one-horned..." Scooby just looked at his friend and laughed. "Raw boy," he thought. "Swooby dooby doo." And that's it.
That was funny. Where did you find these Scooby Doo Mad Libs?
On that Word Blanks website.
Oh, man. Do we have enough to last this for another 45 minutes?
Yeah, I think so. I think we can make it. And besides, if we do run out, we can go back to normal, right?
Okay,
it's fine. It'll be all right.
It's fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, this is going to be an interesting one. There are only 5 in this one here. So, okay. Tim, I need an article. In this case, it's like A, an, or the. A and the. One of those.
The.
All right? Frodo, number, please.
6969696969.
6969696969. Got it. Okay. All right. Eclipse, first name, please. Anybody you want.
Orlando.
Okay, I couldn't quite hear it.
Orlando.
Orlando. Orlando Bloom or Orlando Jones or Orlando.
In this case, Orlando, Florida.
Yeah. Okay, now Ashley and Aisha actually get the last 2 on this. Number from each of you, please.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a couple of these are going to get really short, so. But it's like, hey, I did the best I could. Okay, Ashley chose 13.
Oh, yes, me.
13 and 42. Hut, hut.
Ike.
Ike.
Well, sounds me and the wife apparently got into this.
Yeah. Or, as Peyton Manning would yell, Omaha.
Omaha.
Omaha,
Nebraska, Nebraska.
Yep.
Oh,
all
my,
right, anyway.
Oh, my.
My penis, my penis.
My asshole, oh, my asshole.
You're, hey, remember when Wayne Brady took that little tape recorder and said, my ass, my ass.
And Drew didn't even know what he did till he played back the recorder.
Yep, exactly. All right, so anyway, we got our Mad Libs. So, all right, this is Scooby-Doo, where are you? Let's see.
Over here.
Over here.
Yeah.
Over
all right. Here. You know what? I think somebody did not finish this Mad Lib because it says, when Scooby is adjective, you have no noun but to verb him. It is required by law. Yeah, something tells me whoever did this didn't finish this.
Okay,
you know
well, let's
do?
Make up one as we go along.
All right. All right. Here's what I'm going to do. We'll do it like this. When Scooby is... Janet, adjective, please.
Adjective is a descriptor. Colorful.
Uh-huh. All right. When Scooby is colorful, you have no... Let's see. Mine's a noun. You have no dildo. But
oh
to
my.
Tim. All right, Tim, verb, please.
How about fuck?
All right. But to fuck him, it is required by law. You will not... Okay, Frodo, verb, please.
Clean pie.
You will not clean pie if you do not. But you must be... All right, Eclipse, adjective, please.
Disasterific.
Couldn't hear it, what?
Disasterific.
Got it. Okay. Otherwise, you may have... All right. I'm going to need some help from both Ashley and Eyeshine. Okay. Okay. Ash, noun. Eyeshine, adjective. Somebody, whoever did this Mad Lib didn't finish it. Okay. So, well, this time, I think this is the first Mad Lib we've actually had to build on our own. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But you know what? In a way, this is good. But I wish I could go in and edit the thing.
Oh, my.
We have to make this up during the Mad Lib. Okay, ice and silly. So, let's see. But you must be silly. Otherwise, you may have an ice. That will not be... Janet, adjective, please.
Adjective?
Yep.
Fluffy.
Fluffy, all right. That will not be fluffy. So, follow the... Let's see, past tense verb for me. I'm going to go with follow the screwed rules below. Rule number... 69,696,969. Go after Orlando when he... Tim, verb ending in S, please.
Call Fifi's.
When he called Fifi's, rule number 13, if you yell for Frodo, noun, please.
Bukake.
Oh, God.
Ikake,
oh, God.
All right. Right. If you know for Ikake, you will end up Eclipse, verb ending in ing, please.
Shitting?
What's that?
Shitting, like going on a trapper.
Chicking, all right.
Shitting,
all right. You will end up shitting, rule 42. If you cannot find him, you will have to leave him overnight, and you will feel sad overnight. In, let's see, year and place. Okay, Ash, year, and I shine place, please. Okay, yeah, I think, yeah, this is seriously the first complete during the Mad Lib. All right. All right, 2009. in 2009. Yeah, trust me, this one's going to be making no sense whatsoever. Okay. Well, so far, so good.
We're making do.
Yes, we are. No, Scooby, he said we're making do, D-U-E. Whoa, Rory.
How many groups do you think would be able to do this? Make up a fucking Mad Lib that's not completed on the go.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, so let's see. In 2009, this began at the corner of 23rd Street and Constitution Avenue. Okay. If you follow these rules, you will live very... Janet, adverb, please.
You will live very... fuckingly.
Perfect. All right. So, hey, we've done the first ever Mad Lib where we had to complete it within the Mad Lib. That was funny. Okay, all right. Got the next one here. And here's the fun part. Tim, Frodo, and Eclipse, all of you get a noun each. Tim, you go first.
Colonel Muammar Gaddafi of the Battle of Bowling Green.
All right. There we go. All right. Frodo, your turn with a noun, please.
Colonel Sanders' secret 14th... wait, what was it?
I think it's 11.
Spices.
Yeah.
So, it's Colonel Harlan Sanders' secret 12th spice.
Secret 12th spice. Got it. Okay. All right. Eclipse, it's your turn with a noun, please.
Beethoven's last night.
Okay, I couldn't hear it. What?
Go again.
Beethoven's last night.
Oh, Beethoven's last night. Okay. All right. Okay. Prop, noun, verb. Proper noun and I shine verb, please. There we go. All right. Janet, you and I get a noun each. You go first.
Screw.
All right.
Scrooge.
Oh, you want Scrooge? Okay.
Because noun is a person, a place, or a thing, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Let's see, my turn with a noun, I'm going to go with, I know what I'll do. I'll do what's going on right now. Saturn Award.
Yeah, and guess who got one?
Who?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, I'm the one who posted it. Jamie Lee Curtis won for Best Actress in a Film for Halloween. The Saturn Awards.
I don't even know what that is.
Okay, it's basically the awards for best in like science fiction, fantasy, and horror.
Think of it as the sci-fi's equivalent of the Academy Awards.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Tim, back to you. Verb ending in ER, please.
Oh.
I can think of one. Border.
Let's go with border. Because most of anything else I'm thinking of is a noun, not a verb.
Yeah.
An order technically could be bold, so.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I was thinking border, but we could say order. You're right, order would work. Yeah, I like order better. Okay, Frodo, noun, please.
Demon.
Penis. All right. Eclipse verb, please.
Yes.
Okay, who's playing games?
Me.
Not me.
Okay.
Let me turn this down.
Okay. All right. Couldn't hear it.
Screwed.
Oh, screwed. Okay. Duh. Okay. All right. Let me check on the others. Rockefeller Center and sing. Okay. Animal and I sign adjective, please. Okay. Okay, where in the world? Here we go. All right, Janet,
sorry,
location,
about that,
please.
Bumfuck Egypt.
Bumfuck Egypt, all right?
Right.
Okay, my turn with a noun. And Tim, get ready for a noun of your own as well. Let's see. My noun this time is going to be... Let me think. There's so many possibilities here.
Can you hear my game now?
A little bit, but not as bad as before. Let's see. I'm going to go off the deep end here because I've already seen these at Sam's Club. Christmas decorations.
At Sam's Club already?
Too early for that.
Yeah. They got them up already.
This is a supernova rant rocket waiting to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
okay.
Maybe at some point we need black hole.
Okay. All right. Who's next? Tim, you're next. Noun, please.
I won't. Damn it.
How about Lieutenant Jefferson Hamburger of the Battle of LaGuardia International Airport?
Got it. All right. Frodo, adjective, please.
Who gets the adjective?
Frodo.
Wet. Or you could go moist. Moist actually sounds better.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'll tell you the truth. I know who's been getting the moisture up there, but we need it down here, and that stupid hurricane is going to miss. Oops. I think they're saying
there's
goodnight. Okay. Eclipse, noun, please.
Noun.
Demon.
Demon?
Yes.
Demon. All right.
I'm
got it.
Right now.
Hey, whatever works.
Sure, play one more character while we're doing it. I'm just that talented.
Her and Tim are both on World of Warcraft.
No, he's not.
Ah.
I'm not logged in right now.
Okay.
I'm chatting with her through the launcher.
Okay.
Yeah, me and him can talk to you about that right now.
Okay, we got that. Janet, proper noun, please. Janet? Uh-oh. No, she's still there.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Force field,
okay. All right. Well, that's not a proper noun. We're talking things like Golden Gate Bridge or Rockefeller Center.
Grand
like
Canyon.
There you go. Okay, let me see. There we go. All right. All right. Okay, Tim and Frodo, pay attention because the next three are nouns. I'm going first. And my noun this time is going to be swimsuit.
Which we never got to use.
Ready.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, Janet. We did get to use that on the cruise. On the beach, on that, in that swimming pool, remember? Okay. Yeah. Okay, Tim, your turn with the noun, please.
Lieutenant Jefferson Hamburger of the Battle of LaGuardia International Airport.
Okay, got it. All right, Frodo, your turn with a noun.
Noun.
Yeah, good one.
God damn it, I forgot it. I can come up with another one right now.
Okay.
Oh, got it.
What's that, honey?
4 foot long dildo. 4 foot long spike dildo.
Ow.
Did you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Did you guys hear me?
I can hear you.
So can I.
Are you there?
I got dumped.
I think Shirley might have too.
I don't even know whose turn it was.
It was mine.
I'm back.
Okay.
Did the same shit to you, didn't it?
Yeah, got me too. Damn you, Blog Talk.
Okay, I
free
said
dirt,
4 foot long
dirt.
Spike dildo.
Okay. Spike dildo, okay.
Oh, my damn computer's froze up. Thanks, Blog Talk.
Damn you, Blog Talk. You're going to pay for this one. Okay. Let's see. Eclipse, you're next. Adjective, please.
Astro?
Yep.
Yep.
My.
I can't even close my window on my damn computer.
She says sparkly.
Sparkly? All right. All right. Okay. Okay, give me a second. I'm trying to figure out who just won the best superhero TV streaming series. I have no idea. Just one. Bear with me on this. We're all going to
grumble.
All right. It's Daredevil. Ah. Okay.
Fuck a duck, bang a kangaroo.
Oh my.
I am having a problem. Thank you.
Fucks you anally without lube.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Janet, you and me and Tim, we get the last three. They are all nouns. You go first.
Bumfuck Egypt.
All right. Okay. Let's see. For my noun, I'm going to choose the show that just won that award, Daredevil. Okay, Tim, you get the last one. Noun, please.
Corner of Winslow, Arizona.
I don't want the stupid Xbox console companion.
Oh, my.
Everything but what the computer is doing, everything except what I want it to do.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm just waiting for their answers, so here we go. And What's your chair for? Yeah, okay.
I almost didn't make it on time tonight.
Yeah. Well, you were just a little late, but not bad. Okay.
Only
well,
by a couple of minutes, thank you.
Yeah, I know. Okay, we got this Mad Lib finished. So... All right. These are the episode titles for the classic Scooby-Doo.
Now, run that by me, the title by me again, please.
Classic Scooby-Doo episode titles.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Here we go. Number one, what a night for Colonel Muammar Gaddafi of the Battle of Bowling Green. Number two, Hassle in the Colonel Harlan Sanders Secret 12 Spice. Number three, a Beethoven's Last Night for Rockefeller Center. Number four, Sing Your Own Scrooge. Number five, Saturn Award for a Dog Order. Six, What the Penis is Going On?
I like that. I like that one.
Number seven, Never Screw a Shark Man. Number eight,
Never
Crazy
Screw
Place.
A what?
Never Screw a Shark Man.
Okay.
Number eight, Crazy Play in Bumfuck Egypt. Number nine, The Backstage Christmas Decorations. Number 10, Lieutenant Jefferson Hamburger of the Battle of LaGuardia International Airport in the Moist Top. Number 11, A Demon of Considering Cats. Number 12, Grand Canyon in a Swimsuit, too. Number 13, which Lieutenant Jefferson Hamburger of the Battle of LaGuardia International Airport is which? Number 14, Go Away, Ghost Spike Dildo. Number 15, Sparkly Space Spider-Man. Number 16, A Night of Bumfuck Egypt is No Daredevil. And finally, That's Snow Corner of Winslow, Arizona.
Some of those were funny.
Yeah. Because most of us know what the real titles are, but this was funny. I think my favorite one had to be, What the Penis is Going On?
Oh, my.
What the penis? Okay, this is going to be another quickie. There are only five blanks, so Janet, you and I get to sit this one out. Tim, give me a location, please.
Corner of Winslow, Arizona.
All right, got it. Frodo.
Don't start, princess.
Yeah. First name, Frodo.
First name?
Yep. Anybody you want.
Princess, no.
Lick-a-lot of puss.
Wait, say it again?
Lick-a-lot of puss.
Lick-a-lot of puss, all right?
You want to know why?
Why?
Have you watched the original Jurassic Park, right?
Yeah.
I remember what the kid said to the girl when she was wanting. She was like, "Are these meat eaters?"
Uh-huh.
That was before the
T-Rex
got
the. A lot of puss rats.
Okay.
Yeah, she didn't like her brother very well after that either.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Eclipse.
Would you?
No.
Not really.
Yeah, Eclipse animal, please. Uh-oh. Eclipse,
all right, what happened to everybody?
I'm here.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Eclipse. Eclipse needs to give me an animal, please.
Animal?
Yes.
Animal.
Any animal you choose.
Say again?
Platypus.
Okay.
Like a duck bill?
Yep. Okay, now let's see. First name. Okay. Ash. Oops, I get Ash. Location. I chime. First name. Yes. There we go.
Quit whining, dog.
All right, guys, I'm going to let you guys go for now because everything's getting garbled, and I think maybe it'll be better.
Okay.
You're fine, Frodo. Please stay.
How much? All right, I guess.
Okay, yeah, because we still got, we only got about 20 minutes left. Okay. Jason, for the name. I see one more thing, and we're good to go. Arizona.
Oh, my.
All right. This one is done. So, I just need to play my sound effect here. All right. The Scooby-Doo monster. What was it called? Hades Freak. Where? Corner of Winslow, Arizona. Who? Licky Latipus Booluga.
Booluga?
Yep. Called Platypus Ghost. Where? Arizona. Who?
Leave it alone. Drop it.
Jason. Oof. All right. And I think I have exhausted all of the map. Oh, wait. I think there's one more that's only got three blanks. Oh, this is
one of the short ones.
Okay. All right. I found one that's gonna work. If we can go rapid fire on it. Okay. Here we go. Tim, proper noun, please.
How about president?
President. All right. Frodo, noun, please.
D20 butt plug.
D20 what?
Butt plug.
Oh, you really did get naughty on that one, didn't you, Frodo?
Okay.
Well, here's the thing.
Okay. D20
butt plug. B-U-T-T-P-L-U-G.
Okay, butt plug. Okay, thank you. All right. Eclipse, adjective, please.
What?
Eclipse needs to give me an adjective, please.
Adjective, honey.
Dire?
Adjective.
Yeah.
It's dire. That's an adjective. That's fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Oh, damn it. Hell.
All right.
Oh, my.
Okay, Janet, proper noun, please.
Enemy.
Well, how about enemy of the state?
Okay, that'll work.
Yeah, because you have to think. You have to think about a proper noun in this case. All right, let's see. This is gonna be an interesting one for me. It's the verb third person singular present. All right, let's see. I'm gonna go with fuck.
Go with what?
Oh, fuck.
Will you leave the plastic out of my garbage alone and drop it?
Okay, oh my. All right,
Tim. Another proper noun, please.
How about Golden Gate Bridge?
That'll work. Golden Gate Bridge. All right. Frodo, noun, please.
Noun?
Yep.
Rectal enema.
rectal enema, all right? That
well, where else are you going to get an enema, Brodo?
Down your throat?
That is true.
No, traditional enemas are up the ass.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm making sure to be very specific.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. The key word you said there was traditional.
Yeah.
You have to wonder about those that are not traditional.
Exactly.
Okay, let me go back here just a second. Oh, that'll work. All right. Cliff, please.
Will you shut up, Doug? People are in bed.
Oh, my.
All right.
My dog is getting vocal.
Okay, need a verbal Cliff, please.
What did you need from Eclipse?
A verb. V-E-R-E. Verb.
Verb. Fuck.
Fuck?
Yep.
Got it. Okay. Okay, let me get it this way. Okay. Ash, verb, and I shall be proper now. Not proper now, proper. Now. Jeez. Okay. All right. Let's see. Janet, adjective, please.
There's a person, a place, or a thing, right?
Right.
Sorry.
Adjective's a descriptor. I'm sorry. My brain's fried.
Motherfucking dog right now.
Oh, my.
Well,
if you could hear her in the background, you'd understand why I'm getting upset with her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm actually happy about right now?
What?
I'm looking
at
I'm looking at some Cubs stats right now. Today they had their best game of the season.
Nice.
17
okay.
runs.
Damn. Nice. Very good. Okay, Janet, you give me your adjective yet?
Adjective?
Yeah.
Is a descriptor.
Right.
Motherfucking asshole.
Just a motherfucking. That's enough. Okay. Let's see. Plural noun. I'll go ahead and use an assholes. Okay. Okay, Tim, I need a past participle. I'm going to give you some examples. Frozen, gotten, given, gone.
How about frozen?
Frozen, all right. All right, Frodo, noun, please.
Gang bang,
right?
Right.
Okay. Eclipse, proper noun, please.
Proper noun. Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
L.A.
Mm-hmm. Los Angeles, California, A. Okay. No, hold on. Let me show the right one. Okay. Oop. Singer. All right. Okay, give me a second. Bear with me, Ralph. bear with me. I'm sorry. We may have to go over. So bear with me. There we go. Sorry about this, folks. Just want to make sure I'm getting the right ones here. Okay. Janet, plural noun, please.
Plural noun?
Yep.
Gunshots.
Gunshots? All right. Okay, my turn with an adjective. I'm going to go with, I might as well say it, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Quiet, princess. Damn it.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Got it. Okay, Tim, Frodo, and Eclipse. You get the last three, and they are all proper nouns. Tim, you go first.
Donald Trump.
Okay. Frodo, your turn with the proper noun.
Cheeto penis.
Oof. Cheeto penis?
Yep. Cheeto penis.
It's another word for it's another way of saying Donald Trump.
Okay.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheeto was it Cheeto Pinkus?
Penis.
Oh, I had it right the first time. Okay, got it. All right, Eclipse, you get the last one. Proper noun, please.
Proper noun, honey.
What's that place you like to go to?
Oh, you mean Mar-a-Lago?
Yeah.
Mar-a-Lago, got it. Okay, now I'm just waiting for the other two. And we'll have it. Okay. Ashley has gone, and we just need eye shines now, and we got it.
That's him! Your dogs are crying!
She wants to, she does that every night, and it's a pain in the ass. Especially when she barks and rattles my skull. Now let's go on already.
Okay. All right, just went on this last one. Okay. There we go. Pig. All right, that's it. We got it. P-I-D. Okay. Now, we've got our final Mad Lib of the night. So, here we go, right here. All right, so here's what's going on. After one too many, President quits the D20 butt plug and is replaced by a dire ghost named Dancer Enemy of the State. Vincent Van Gogh fucked Golden Gate Bridge to the future to show him what the rectal enema will be like. He doesn't fuck to decorate singer motherfucking from releasing the assholes that were previously frozen. The gangbang in Los Angeles are gone to the pig gunshot section and must rely on the help of supercalifragilisticexpialidocious characters, including Donald Trump favorite Cheeto Penis Mar-a-Lago escape. Did that make sense?
Not really.
Cheeto penis works for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
It does.
Including Donald Trump's favorite Cheeto penis Mar-a-Lago escape.
I'm laughing at this picture on Twitter that was posted by UK Haunted. It shows Dracula, Freddy Krueger, Darth Vader, and who was the dude with the chainsaw and the hockey mask?
Jason.
Walking through a wheat field together, holding hands.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, guess what? We got 5 minutes left. We pulled it off. Woo!
Hey.
Woo! Yep, we pulled it off. We did all Scooby-Doo Mad Libs. All right.
Well, guys, I'm going to let you go.
All right. Well, Frodo and Flips, thanks so much for being a part of our crazy Mad Libs tonight.
Yep. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. All right. So anyway, have a
see
good night.
Later.
All right. Okay. Okay. So we got about 4 minutes to go. Here's what we got next week. We're gonna have. We can wrap up Monday Night Madness. Yes, we will do our tribute to Eddie Money and highlight the Saturn Awards as well. So we'll have that. And, of course, Tuesday is New Cartersville Tuesday. As for usual, Tim will be at the Rabbit Hole, so that's no big deal there. Wednesday, I'll also go ahead and take the night off because we already had attention to one. We don't have to do anything, so we're going to take Wednesday off. It'll give us time to come up with our next topic anyway. Let's see, then on Thursday, of course, it's the free-for-all, and Friday, it's back to the normal Summer of Naughty Madness once again.
Yes.
But, boy, we sure had a blast doing these Naughty Madness with Scooby-Doo tonight. That was fun. All right. And we do apologize for the technical difficulties I had because damn Blog Talk decided to give me the sound again. So, anyway, let's see. Anyway, you know, we hope you have a great weekend. Have a safe weekend. Please don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive. Don't play Pokemon Go or Harry Potter Wizards Unite and drive. But please do think and drive, okay? Because we don't want you to do anything stupid, and we want you back here next week, all right? So I'm just going to go out and say it right now. Please remember to follow us on Facebook, our Facebook group page. You can also follow us on Twitter. Our handle on Twitter is BTA_PIP. That way it's not wrong. And you can also follow us on our website, beyondtheairways.weebly.com. If you ever see an episode, because let's face it, life does happen. There are three ways you can catch up. First, there's the Stitcher.com app available on iTunes, Google Play, and the Amazon Kindle Store. Second, you can listen to or download full episodes of the show from blogtalkradio.com. And finally, you can find us on iTunes. Just do it in the podcast or be on the airwaves, and you'll find many of our episodes there. So, with that in mind, you know, I'm going to say love, peace, and chicken grease. Everybody have a great weekend. Take it easy. And we will see you next week. And one more time with our special Scooby-Doo scene. Rock and roll, Scooby-Doo. This week. Everybody have a great weekend and remember...
You motherfucker, I almost had him. I had him. I almost had him. You stuttering prick, you.
Shut up! And we got this one.
I'm Groot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Groot.
Uh-huh.
I'm Groot.
Oh, shit! Woo! And
somebody catch that little twig, will you?
And last
we are going to make America great again.
No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No. Uh-huh. No. Uh-huh. No. 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 Hell no. 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 No.
No. All right. That is all for tonight. Have a wonderful weekend, and we will see you next week. Night, y'all.
Shanna.
Jonna. Take care, girls.
Buenas noches.
Bye.